This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 25th, brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says there are actions the Trump administration can take to still help lower food costs for Americans.
Continue to get gasoline prices down because the cost of food is very much affected by the transportation of that food, most of it's by truck. Secondly, get interest rates down because companies have to borrow money to operate, and that's in the consumer price.
Grassley says the cost of the Thanksgiving meal is lower this year and says the administration's actions on tariff can continue to help.
But they've already taken the tariffs off of any food we don't grow in the United States or that we don't grow enough of in the United States.
Senator Grassley this week noted a letter from over 100 congressional leaders appealing to Trade Representative Jameson Greer to use discretion in dealing with Canada and Mexico in the USMCA trade agreement review. Grassley says trade with our neighbors is important to the economy.
American ag exports to Mexico were relatively stagnant between 2010 and 2019. That figure for those years was just below $20 billion. Now, in the last 5 years, ag exports to Mexico shot up to nearly $30 billion.
Greg Dowd, former chief ag negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, says he believes the deal will maintain a multilateral level.
I think it all stays together. This is the big thing has always been about rules of origin and autos and sorting that out to make the industry work well in North America. On the dairy side of the equation, we have to, you know, Mexico's our best market. Works really, really well. The dairy industry in Mexico is growing. Our dairy industry is growing. Trade is growing. Everyone is benefiting there on the dairy side with Mexico. Great relationship. With Canada, they're still our second best market. So we have to be a little careful there to say everything is broken. It's not everything is broken. We have one little cent in terms of how they administer their tariff rate quotas, that they're not doing it the way they're supposed to be doing it. They know that. We know that. We've got to sit down and get this sorted out.
Dowd recalls negotiations with the Chinese during the first Trump administration.
My perspective on this is pretty unique. You know, I spent a year of my life in 2019, 33 negotiating sessions, hundreds of hours with the Vice Minister of Agriculture of China, who is now the Minister of Agriculture of China. Extraordinary discussion, historic discussion. We fixed 57 things in our ag trade relationship between the U.S. and China. We took U.S. ag exports from 26 to 38 billion as a result of all that. Was it the 40 billion that was agreed to? No, but it was the closest of anybody. We were, you know, we did really, really well.
Dowd says the U.S. shares a burden in the trade relationship with the Chinese.
Most people need to understand is from the day that agreement was signed until the rest of the administration, we were talking to China every day. We had a rapport. We had a relationship. We were fixing things, which is exactly what you should expect of the two biggest economies in the world. They have to talk to each other. They have to work together. And then all of a sudden one day, it all went away. There wasn't another conversation for 4 years. And now change again. And all of a sudden we're banging on their door again saying, hey, this isn't right. The Chinese are like, wait a minute, U.S., what are you doing? You went from one extreme to the other, back again. What's going on here? Are you interested in having a relationship or not? You know, a little bit of this is on us. We haven't been consistent at all. So now we've got to go back and get this thing back on track.
Chinese leader Xi called President Trump yesterday discussing a number of issues, and that included agriculture trade between the two nations. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Fertilizer Institute. Global fertilizer markets move fast. Demand doesn't disappear, even in a down year. And global supply chains can tighten overnight. At the Fertilizer Institute, we understand how volatility hits farm country, and we're fighting for policy solutions that steady the field. From expanding U.S. production to celebrating phosphate and potash being added to the nation's critical minerals list. American farmers can't control global markets, but Washington can help steady them. The Fertilizer Institute, standing with farmers in every season. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.